You're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound away.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, Sound Sessions. This is Michael speaking to you from the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower here in Chicago, Illinois. I wanted to quickly tell you how to reach us here at Sound Sessions. You can email us at soundsessionspod@gmail.com. You can search us on Twitter at soundseshpod. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes. Leave a comment. We would love for you to do that. You can search us at itunes.com/soundsessions. I recently got to sit down with the lead singer of The Struts, Mr. Luke Spiller, which has become one of my favorite bands to listen to over the last few years. The first time that I got to experience The Struts, I was in Las Vegas with my brother to see Motley Crue's final tour, and this band came on stage. The singer was wearing a cape, the guitar riffs were heavy, and the melodies were so catchy, and I thought, who are these guys? I need to find more information about them as soon as I can, and lo and behold, I've been spinning them for the last 2 years. They came to Chicago recently and played a KQX show, but I was lucky to sit down with Mr. Luke Spiller himself, so I won't keep you from this interview any longer. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Luke Spiller of The Struts.
Hello, this is Luke Spiller from The Strut, and you're listening to Sound Session. I'll give you one night only if your eyes only. If that's a tennis watch you want, then honey, I'm the best.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. This is Michael Heidemann, and I have the absolute pleasure of speaking to one of my favorite bands over the last few years. I went to the most kick-ass show I think I've ever been to in Vegas, and I saw this band open up for Motley Crue, nonetheless, and they just blew me away. I knew I had to get them on the phone, and today we have the lead singer, Luke Spiller of The Struts, joining us. What's going on, Luke?
Hello, hello, hello. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. It's great to have you. So, The Struts, I mean, this band came semi-ly out of nowhere. I mean, there was not a lot of musicians who sounded like the sound that you guys create. And it's been described as unabashedly over-the-top, retro-fetish, classic rock, glamorous and dangerous. But what's your description of the band? How do you describe The Struts?
I mean, I guess, you know, if I was really kind of boil it all down to one phrase, I guess, you know, simply it's just rock, you know, and I think rock is sort of like a definition, you know, has so many like areas within it. And a lot of it's to do with the attitude. And, you know, I think some of our songs, you know, are a little bit pop and than others, and some of them are a little bit hard. And, you know, so I think that's a good sort of like way to label it. It's just, you know, rock with a capital R.
Hell yeah, man. Well, it's really interesting. I was reading a little bit on your backstory, and could you describe what you were going through? Because you didn't really start out with a traditional rock upbringing, did you?
No, not quite. but, well, right, I guess basically what everyone wants me to always talk about is about sort of like my mum and dad, you know, being Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, aside from that, I guess, you know, the most important thing that came out of it was, you know, my first experiences of live music, and that was at church, you know. So it kind of really came in handy.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that because, you know, I grew up kind of the same way, to be honest, and just when you're in there, It is your first experience with that kind of vocal arrangement and everyone's singing together at the same time. If you're not into music, I mean, that's one way to get started. What made you want to start being a musician? I mean, what was that first moment or album that your mom or dad put on the record player and you're like, this is my kind of sound, this is what I want to do?
Well, you know, music was sort of like in the family. Like, my dad was always playing and still does. And writing, like, you know, pretty much all original material. So I kind of grew up in that environment. But it was sort of really in my mid-teens when I discovered, like, Queen, AC/DC, you know, a lot of string of, like, bands like Led Zeppelin and so on and so on. And that was really it, you know. I sort of really felt I found my world. And I've just been going on this journey ever since to, you know, just study the greats and, you know what has happened in order to go forward.
Yeah, I feel you on that. So how does your days start off? I mean, you're touring all over the country. You've been internationally touring for a while now. What does Luke Spiller do to start his day off?
Well, honestly, it just really depends when the day starts. Mm-hmm. I normally run quite a lot, sort of like on average, like 5 miles if I get the chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to do that on my days off. But on the days on the shows, just wake up, you know, coffee, cigarette, check the emails, you know. I'm sorry, it's actually quite mundane and boring, but, you know, just kind of like getting my shit together before, you know, before the day.
Yeah. No, that's not mundane at all. What kind of coffee do you drink?
Black coffee, you know, and my own hand-rolled cigarettes.
Well, nice. What kind of tobacco do you use?
It's this brand in the UK called Golden Virginia. And I remember actually when I was underage trying to buy it when I was about 15 and asking for a packet of Golden Vagina. So that was quite funny.
Well, you know, it's hard to, when you're 15, you don't really know the slang just yet. But that works. And now you're asking for it on the road, I'm sure, right?
Well, no, I have to get them all, you know, at the airports on the international flights coming into the US, you see.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, fill up a bloody suitcase full of it, you know, just so I can stay sane.
Right on, right on. So, you know, you are in fantastic shape. I do need to, I wanted to get into that, and it makes sense that you go running. What does your diet look like on the road when you are touring to stay and keep up that stamina to play shows at night?
Well, I've recently gone vegan,
mm-hmm.
which kind of helped. And then really just kind of trying to stay off the alcohol as much as I can, you know, because that's the thing that really kind of ends the stamina in terms of like your touring life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't get me wrong, I still love to have fun and like let my hair down, but you know, when we have sort of like 4 to 5 shows in a row, I'll try and like lay off the booze and, you know, try and get early nights as much as I can, and try and eat healthy, really, you know, because that's another thing. I mean, the more crap I eat, the crapper I feel, and then, you know, if I get ill, that's it, you know, game over. We've got to start cancelling shows. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've never cancelled a show yet in the US due to illness for the last 2.5 years, so I want to keep that up.
That's awesome, and it sounds like you're maintaining a good, healthy lifestyle, which is kind of in vogue. But as I mentioned in the intro, I started getting into you guys after I saw you open up for Motley Crue, and I was kind of blown away. Now, as you know, Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx, Tommy, and the whole gang, they're kind of known for a party lifestyle. Did they kind of impart on you any wisdom when you were touring with them?
You know, I spoke to Nikki, like, quite a lot, and he was just, like, out of his own experience, I guess, was sort of alluding to the point of, look, you know, you've got great songs, and you're really talented, and you're very driven. Don't let all the other crap kind of fuck things up for you, you know, and because you can do it, and you can go the extra mile. And I think when, you know, a man of his experience, you can't help but take that on board.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what is Luke Spiller's philosophy on life?
My philosophy? I guess just, you know, take a second every day to sort of like breathe and you know, learn to sort of like enjoy life, you know, as boring as sometimes it may be. I mean, it's not bad whatsoever, at least for me anyway. So to me, I try and I do it mostly before I go on stage. Just try and close my eyes and breathe, and sort of like when I wake up, when I open them up again, I think like, wow, you know, I'm so lucky to do this, you know, and that keeps me refreshed every day.
Yeah, It's true. I was going to ask if there's any mantras or anything that you tell yourself either when you wake up or before you go on stage. But it seems that it's just about how thoughtful and thankful you are to be in this position right now in your life, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No mantras or anything. You know, I'm not like standing on my head for 20 minutes, you know, chanting Hare Krishna before I'm going on stage, but who knows? No, I've just gone vegan, so, you know, in 5 years I could be standing on my head, you know, and whatnot. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Luke Spiller. He's playing here in Chicago tomorrow at the Bottom Lounge. He has this awesome new single out, One Night Only. And we won't keep you for too much longer. One more question before I let you go. Actually, I have two more questions. You're coming to Chicago. Do you have any good memories about the city of Chicago?
Oh, yeah. Every time we've come to Chicago, we played some of our most memorable and favorite shows there. You know, Chicago's a great market. You know, and obviously thanks to the fans there and obviously people like yourself who are, you know, giving our music a chance. Mm-hmm. Every time we go there, it's always, you know, a night that we won't forget.
I love that. You know, how you got your start was playing shows and you kind of did the road gigs and you've been working so hard. What can you tell musicians who are sitting in their parents' basement or in the garage right now? What can you tell them to keep going to get to the point where you are at today?
Just concentrate on your songwriting. And, you know, that's the thing that's going to sort of like take anyone to the next level is the song. And then once you have the song, then you can pepper it and decorate it with, you know, putting some effort into what you wear and presenting it. And, you know, using it to have a great time. I seriously would encourage anyone to be in a band, especially like in their teens, because it changes your life and you form friendships that, you know, it's kind of hard to describe how close you become with band members.
It's so true. That is Luke Spiller from The Struts, one of my favorite bands that I've heard in the last few years. Going by their albums, they have the single out One Night Only. Luke, thank you so much for joining us here on Sound Sessions today.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers for having me.